This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's housing market feels topsy-turvy to some analysts, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Buyers are hesitating to buy and sellers are hesitating to sell. The result? More homes are on the market than at any point in the past few years. Bidding wars have largely ended. Buyers are looking for sellers willing to negotiate. And with interest rates lingering around 7%, many potential buyers are waiting until rates go down. According to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors, the median house price is $665,000, and the median condo price is $410,000. With an election coming, what's next is unknown. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The U.S. House has passed a bill from Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose to help deal with water scarcity across the West. The bill reauthorizes U.S. geological survey programs for water monitoring, measurement, and estimation. Goose says those programs are valuable sources of information for water users across the Rocky Mountain West.
And in Colorado, we know how important it is to preserve, to protect, to strengthen these critical water resources, and how important data is to that effort, which is why this bill is so important.
Goose is co-chair of the House Colorado River Caucus. The bill now heads to the Senate, where Colorado's John Hickenlooper is a co-sponsor. The state's newest U.S. House member has been sworn in. That's Republican Greg Lopez. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
I do. Congratulations. You're now a member of the 118th Congress.
After the applause, Congressman Lopez told his colleagues he'll stay true to virtues such as respect, collaboration, and statesmanship. He'll finish the rest of former Congressman Ken Buck's term till the end of the year. Lopez says he'll focus on issues like agriculture and border security.
So we need to be very careful about what's going on the border. So I have some ideas that I'm hoping to kind of bring forward in the next couple of weeks and see where that takes us.
Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Tricia Calvarese are running to fill the seat for a full term in the next Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.